This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian forces defending Bakhmut are facing increasingly strong pressure from Russian forces, British military intelligence said on Saturday, with intense fighting taking place in and around the eastern city. Ukraine is reinforcing the area with elite units, while regular Russian army and forces of the Russian private military Wagner Group have made further advances into Bakhmut's northern suburbs, the British Defense Ministry said in its daily intelligence bulletin on Twitter. European Parliament President Roberta Metsola said on Saturday those responsible for war crimes committed in Ukraine need to pay.
It is no longer a matter of how, it is a matter of when. And even now that we see already the cases that are being prosecuted in Ukraine, the information that is being gathered by different member states, by the United States, by the United Kingdom, it is about bringing persons accountable, including Vladimir Putin, to justice. Without that, we will not have peace.
The president of the European Parliament visited the western Ukrainian city of Lviv on Saturday as a three-day war crimes conference was being held there. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said on Saturday talks were ongoing with Iran on two sets of important matters, including the science sector, and there was quote-unquote great expectation about the process.
There is a great expectation about our joint work in order to move forward in the issues that Iran and the agency are working on to clarify and to bring credible assurances about the nuclear program in Iran.
Rafael Grossi began meetings in Tehran on Friday. This is VOA News. Indonesian rescuers and firefighters are searching for more than a dozen missing under the rubble of charred houses and buildings after a large fire spread from a fuel depot and killed at least 15 people. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Some protesters threw Molotov cocktails and fire.
The Phnom Penh fuel storage station, operated by state-run oil and gas company Pertamina, is near a densely populated area in North Jakarta. It supplies 25% of Indonesia's fuel needs. At least 260 firefighters extinguished the blaze just before midnight Friday after it tore through the neighborhood for more than 2 hours. A preliminary investigation showed the fire broke out when a pipeline ruptured during heavy rain, possibly triggered by a lightning strike. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Protests erupted late Friday night outside the Greek parliament following a demonstration over the deadly train collision that claimed the lives of at least 57 people earlier in the week, Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Some protesters threw Molotov cocktails and fireworks at police outside the building. Officers responded with tear gas. Similar clashes were seen in the city of Thessaloniki after thousands marched in protests, holding banners that in English translated to "their prophets are dead." There were more than 350 people on board the passenger train, many of them university students going back to Thessaloniki from Athens after a long holiday weekend. Anger has grown across the country over the crash, which the government has attributed to human error, but which unions say was inevitable due to a lack of maintenance and faulty signaling.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The European Union said Saturday it was setting up a humanitarian air bridge to deliver aid to Goma in the conflict-hit eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Goma is the capital of North Kivu province, where fighting with the rebel group M23 has displaced more than 600,000 people. The operation will, quote, deliver humanitarian support in the form of medical and nutritional supplies, along with a range of other emergency items, a European Commission statement said. At least 4 people have died and nearly 41,000 evacuated in Malaysia after floodwaters caused by torrential rains lasting days swept through several states, officials said Saturday. Local reports and social media posts showed images of flooded roads, submerged cars, waterlogged homes, and rows of shops closed in the affected areas, mainly in the southern state of Johor near neighboring Singapore. The rains have continued unabated, hampering relief efforts. I'm Joe Ramsey.